wanted to talk to you about the impact of the April provincial budget on the hospital in Dryden. And, you know, just to give you a bit of background, as you know, the issue of ending hallway medicine was a major issue for all four political parties in the last provincial election. NDP, Greens, Liberals, Conservatives, they all promised that they would address the problem of hallway medicine. As recently as July the 12th at the Premier's Conference, Premier Ford indicated his government would do that within a year. So now that we have the budget, and happily with that budget, we have a five-year deficit reduction plan, a spending plan that goes out to 23, so we now have a better sense of where they're coming from. Just a bit of further background, I'm sure you know this, but Ontario's got the fewest number of acute care beds of any province in the country or of any country with a developed economy. We've closed about 20,000 beds over the last 20 years, and as a result, we've got a capacity problem. We spend the least of any province, the average of the other provinces, at $650 less we spend per person on hospital care than any other province does, just to put things in perspective. So where does the April budget leave us? The government announced that they were increasing health funding by $1.3 billion. That sounds great. $900 million of that is going to the doctors as a result of the deal. So you've got $400 million that's going to hospitals, long-term care, emergency medical care, public health, and home care. In the case of the hospitals, the Dryden Hospital will be getting about a 1% increase. Sounds good, except that it needs about a 4% increase because it's providing all the inpatients with drugs free of charge. It's got higher salaries for doctors as a result of the doctor's deal. They're going up by 6.1% this year. Medical technologies are more expensive. So they're getting one, but they need at least four, so they're down three this year. And you'll see that this builds, becomes, these cuts compound, become six, become nine, become 12, become a 15% real cut in the hospital budgets across the province by the year 2023. So this is a serious development, because if you were to extend this chart out with another three panels, you'd capture the demographic challenge for the province of Ontario, because the population is aging and it's growing. And as it ages, like the number of 65s over the next 20 years from here is going to double, over 75s triple, over 90s quadruple. And you've got a population growth of 30%. I believe you're actually going to age more seriously than other parts of Ontario, because of your birth rate and because you have a reduced immigration component to your population. So what it means is that over the very same period that there's a substantial reduction in funding, there's also more and more people who are going to be coming to the hospital asking for care, because it's the over 75 group in particular that is the most demanding in terms of requiring care. It's just natural, right? Mm-hmm. So what does that mean for Dryden? So we ran the numbers, and what we see in 22 is a budget cut of $750,000, and what we see in 2023, pardon me, is a cut of $1.25 million. And then in terms of the actual impact, we're able to overlay your population and your aging to make some estimates there. And, you know, your hospital is going to see a cut of beds. You're going to see a real cut of two beds and about 11 staff. But if we overlay the population challenge, that is to say that the population will age and it will grow in size, then that's the same as a cut of six beds and 37 staff, because you're going to have all this increased pressure. So we're here today to say that, you know, everyone believed the Conservatives when they promised that they would end hallway medicine. What would it take to end hallway medicine? Well, first of all, you can't cut anymore. we've got a growing population, so we can't make any cuts. Health economists would say you need to add, on top of real operating costs, at least 1% for aging and 1% for population growth going forward to meet the increased demand. So we're calling on the Conservatives to honor their pledge to end hallway medicine by funding the Dryden Hospital, properly, which is to meet its real costs and to start to factor in additional monies for aging and population growth so that you're actually able in this community to meet the challenge that you've got ahead of you. You know, the staff at all the hospitals experience this in terms of steadily increasing workloads and a very high rate of injury. A certain amount of, angst, a certain amount of frustration and despair, because no matter how hard you work, you can never make up for the fact that there aren't enough beds and there aren't enough staff to cope with the demand. As we look out, the Dryden Hospital, with a relatively small budget, is going to have a large amount that it's going to have to cut. It's going to result in cuts to beds, and it's going to result in cuts to staff, and it's going to result in longer wait times, people being sent home more quickly when they're still acutely ill, and it's going to lead to backups in the ER. It's going to lead to people waiting, that's not what we were promised, I think. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Oh, we really appreciate it.
Thanks. Thank you. Do you mind if we get a quick picture?